who was an eloquent man with a thorough knowledge of the scriptures, but he only knew the baptism of John.
在以弗所，北基拉和亚基拉他们遇到亚波罗，他是一位有学问口才的人，对圣经有非常丰富的知识，可是他只晓得约翰的洗礼。So
they took him aside and explained the way of God to him more accurately.
北基拉和亚基拉私下里对他更准确地讲解了神的道。Whenever
the book Acts uses the term the way, meaning the Christian faith, it is generally in stories about Paul.
通常在使徒行传中提到 the way, 神的道的时候，通常是在关于保罗的故事中提及的。
So these friends of Paul mentored Apollos in the contents of Paul's gospel.
因此，保罗的朋友在知道亚波罗是按照保罗所传的福音。Afterward,
they sent Apollos to continue Paul's work in Corinth.
以后，他们将亚波罗差派到哥林多，以继续保罗的工作。It's
short version.
I think he has a lot of electricity.
Paul writes in Romans 16:3-5, Greet Prisca and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own necks for my life.
保罗在罗马书16:3-5写道，请问候侍奉基督耶稣的同工北基拉和亚基拉。
Greet also the church in their home.
也请问候在他们家里的聚会的教会。
Also in chapter 16, verse 7, Paul writes, Greet Andronicus and Junia, my relatives who have been in prison with me.
同样在罗马书16:7节，保罗说：“请问候曾跟我一起坐牢的同胞安多尼古和尤尼亚。”They
are outstanding among the apostles, and they were in Christ before I was.
他们在使徒中颇有名望，也是比我先归信基督的。Generally,
when Paul says that someone is in Christ, he means that that person was a Christian.
通常保罗说有人在基督里，是指那个人是一个基督徒。Paul
was aware of the conflicts in Rome between the Jewish and the Gentile Christians.
保罗知道在罗马的犹太基督徒和外邦基督徒之间的冲突。He
also knew that the Christians in Rome had heard many rumors about him. And the Jewish Christians there were especially concerned about his attitude toward the law of Moses. They may even have had a copy of the book of Galatians.
他也知道罗马的基督徒听说过关于他的传闻，并且保罗对摩西律法的态度，使得在罗马的犹太基督徒非常关切。他们或许手头上有加拉太书这一个手抄本。
Paul did not start the church in Rome, and he knew that the Christians there were suspicious about his wanting to come to Rome.
保罗没有创立罗马的基督教会，他也知道那的基督徒对他要去罗马的动机表示怀疑。They
knew that Peter was the original leader of the Jerusalem church, but he was replaced by James, the brother of Jesus.
他们知道彼得是耶路撒冷教会最初的领袖，但彼得后来被耶稣的兄弟雅各所取代。Paul
was the main leader of the church in Antioch, but as Galatians shows, Peter was able to take the leadership away from Paul.
保罗是安提阿教会的主要领袖，但是在加拉太书中。 我们可以看到彼得取代了保罗的位置。
Ignatius of Antioch, who was the bishop of Antioch around 100 AD, claims that Peter had been the first bishop of Antioch.
Ignatius 是公元100年左右 安提阿教会的主教 他宣称彼得是安提阿教会的第一任主教
Now in this time of conflict in Rome, why is Paul coming?
罗马教会正处在纷争之中 为什么保罗这时候要来呢?
Does he want to be the leader?
他想成为领袖吗?
So Paul is very careful in what he says.
因此保罗对他在这本书中所说的话非常的小心。
For example, he writes in Romans chapter 1, 11 to 12, which is in the translation.
例如在罗马书1章11到12节中他这么说,
For I am longing to see you, in order that I may share with you some spiritual gift to strengthen you.
我很希望见到你们, 好跟你们分享一些属灵的恩赐, 好使你们的灵性坚强起来。
Or to speak more properly, so that we may mutually be encouraged by one another's faith, both yours and mine.
或者更确切地说, 由于你我彼此的信心, 我们可以互相得到鼓励。
Paul realized that when he says that he wants to strengthen the Roman Christians, he might seem to suggest that they need him. And so he quickly restates his idea to make it a mutual encouragement.
保罗意识到当他说他想要兼顾罗马基督徒们的时候, 他可能会被认为他们罗马的基督徒需要他, 因此他很快就用一个互相鼓励的说法来重新来阐述。
Also since he did not start the church in Rome, Paul has to give an introduction of his main ideas, which will be a concern to the church in Rome.
同样因为他没有创立罗马教会, 保罗必须将他的主要观点做一个介绍, 这些主要观点也是罗马教会所关注的。
He entrusted this letter to Phoebe, a female minister in a small town near Corinth.
他将这份信交给菲比, 她是哥林多附近一个小教会, 金格里的女执事。
Phoebe not only had to deliver the letter, she had to explain it.
菲比不仅要传达这份书信, 她也必须能解释这份信。
Such letters were all read out loud to the congregation.
这样的书信通常会在会众面前大声宣读。
He starts off, From Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, called by God to be an apostle, and set apart by God for the purpose of proclaiming the message of the good news, which is given by God. God has promised this good news beforehand, through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
保罗在罗马书一开头就做了这样的自我介绍, 我是耶稣基督的奴仆保罗, 上帝选召我做使徒, 特配我传他的福音, 这福音是神在以前, 很久以前, 借着他的先知在圣经上所应许的。
Paul is saying that he had been especially chosen by God to preach the good news.
保罗说他被神特别选召，特派做传福音的使徒。
Here I'm going to use the term good news rather than gospel.
司牧师要用好消息而不是用gospel福音这个词。
The word gospel is an ancient English word which really means good news.
gospel在这个古英语中是指好消息。
But today, the term gospel has taken on other meanings.
但是今日, gospel 主要用在其他不同的用法。
Also, we should remember that the books that we call the gospels were written after the death of both Paul and Peter, So the term good news does not refer to a book.
并且我们应该记住，四福音书是在保罗和使彼得过世以后写的，因此好消息不是特指某一本福音书。
When Paul talks about good news, he means the announcement of a message about the salvation that results from the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
当保罗说好消息，他是指宣称的信息是关于耶稣基督的死和复活所提供的救恩。
Paul claims that this good news was the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies, and that God had promised the good news through the proclamation of the prophets in the Old Testament. He also says that God has promised this beforehand. He uses the word pre-promised, it's pre-promised, which is not a good English word.
保罗宣称这一好消息是印证了旧约中所有的预言。保罗同样认为神的救恩，神对救恩这一好消息的应许是通过旧约时代众先知的宣讲所表达出来的。
Paul then continues with a statement of faith, which were accepted by the Jewish Christians.
随后保罗做了这样一个信心的描述，这一个描述对犹太基督徒来讲是广泛认可的。
This good news concerns his son, who is descended from David in the sphere of the flesh, but was appointed the Son of God in power in the sphere of the Spirit of holiness by resurrecting him from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
这福音是关于他的儿子耶稣基督。按肉体说他是大卫的后裔，按圣上的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明耶稣基督我们的主是神的儿子。
In this passage, Paul talks about two spheres of influence, the flesh and the spirit.
在这段信息中，保罗谈到了两种力量，一个是肉体的，和一个是灵里的。
For Paul, the term fleshdoes not just mean human nature. It refers to a human being's sinful nature.
对保罗而言，肉体 flesh 这个词不仅仅是指人性，它是指人的罪性。
For Paul, Jesus takes on human being's sinful nature and transformed it by nailing it to the cross.
在保罗看来，通过将人类的罪性钉在十字架上，耶稣基督将这个罪性完全的翻转过来。
But Paul does not stop with human sinfulness. He proceeds to the resurrection of Jesus from the dead.
但保罗没有停止在人的罪性上，他紧接着说耶稣基督的死里复活。
In Romans, Paul writes that Jesus is appointed as the Son of God.In power by the Spirit of holiness.
在罗马书，耶稣被看成是神的儿子的大能，是通过圣上的灵。
The Spirit of holiness is a very Jewish term, and is found in other Jewish religious literature.
圣上的灵是一个非常犹太化的一个描述，常见于其他犹太教的书籍中。
By using this formula, Paul is accepting a Jewish formulation of the Christian faith, which he uses nowhere else.
通过这种方式，保罗认同了他在其他书信中都没有用过的犹太化的基督教信仰。
In Paul, the resurrection is achieved by God, not the Holy Spirit.
对保罗而言，死里复活，耶稣的死里复活是因为父神，而不是圣灵。
But the phrase "Jesus Christ our Lord" is definitely Pauline.
耶稣基督，我们的主，无疑是保罗的提法。
For Paul, The name Jesus refers only to the human Jesus.
对保罗而言，耶稣的名字 Jesus 仅仅是指人性的耶稣。
If you want to speak of the risen Jesus, then you must add a title. It could either be Christ or Lord.
如果你想描述复活的耶稣，那你就必须加上耶稣基督或主耶稣这样一个 title 头衔。
Today we often think of the term Jesus Christ as a name.
现在我们通常把耶稣基督作为一个人名。
For Paul, Christ is a title. It is the Greek translation of the word Messiah, which means king.
对保罗来说，基督 Christ 是一个头衔，这头衔是弥赛亚、受膏者王这样的希腊文的译法。
So Paul can speak either of Jesus the King, Jesus Christ, or King Jesus.Christ Jesus.
因此保罗可以说耶稣基督是 King 耶稣基督或者是 King Jesus 基督耶稣 Christ Jesus.
Actually, Matthew makes a distinction between the use of Lord and Rabbi or teacher.
事实上马太福音中马太将主和 Rabbi 拉比父子严格的区分开来。
Only a true disciple of Jesus can call Jesus Lord.
只有耶稣的真正门徒才会称耶稣是主。
In Matthew chapter 26 verse 25, Jesus tells the disciples at the Lord's Supper, One of you will betray me.
马太福音二十六章二十五节中记录了最后的晚餐中，耶稣告诉他的门徒说：“你们当中有一个人要出卖我。”
Most of the disciples asked Jesus, "Is it I, Lord?"
绝大多数的门徒问耶稣说：“主啊，是我吗？”
Judas asked, "Is it I, Rabbi?"
犹太却问他说：“拉比，是我吗？”
For Paul, one of the requirements for baptism is confessing Jesus as Lord.
在保罗看来，受洗的一个先决条件就是承认耶稣是主。
In Romans 1-5 and also 16-26, Paul uses the term the obedience of faith or faithfulness.
在罗马书一章五节和十六章二十六节中，保罗使用了顺服的信心这样一个词术语。
For Paul, obedience and faithfulness are synonymous.
在保罗看来，顺服和信心是同义的。
At the top of my translation, I quote Romans chapter 10 verse 16.
师母子在前面的翻译中，他引用了罗马书十章十六节。
But not all have obeyed the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message?
然而，并不是每一个人都接受福音，因为先知以赛亚曾说：“主啊，谁相信我们所传的信息呢？”
Paul is speaking about obedience.But the scripture he quotes is speaking about believing or having faith.
保罗是在谈论顺服，尽管他引用的经文是讲的是信心，谈论的是信心或者相信。
It is very important to realize and to remember that the obedience of Jesus on the cross in Philippians chapter 2 verse 8.It's the same as the faithfulness of Jesus we will be discussing later.
请记住耶稣在十字架上的顺服等同于我们在下面即将要讨论的耶稣的信心。
Everyone recognizes that Romans chapter 1 verse 16-17 is the great statement of the letter stream.
每个人都认同罗马书一章16节到17节中将罗马书这本书的信息的主题最好的表达出来。Because
I am not ashamed of the good news, since it is the power of God which is able to effect salvation to everyone who has faith, to the Jew first and also the Greek.
16章16节17节这么说：“我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。”Paul
begins by affirming, "I am not ashamed of the good news."
保罗一开始就坚定地宣称：“我不以福音为耻。”Evidently,
Paul is familiar with the tradition behind Mark 8:38. For if anyone is ashamed of me and of my words, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him.
如果有任何人以我和我的道为耻，人子也要以那人为耻。
Paul has seen in city after city that announcing the good news that God, who now claims the world as his own through the crucified and risen Jesus, is in itself powerful, and the power is all God's.
在传播福音的生涯中，保罗在各个地方都看到福音自身的大能。 而这能力全属乎神的，就像《哥林多前书》2:4-5节这么说，这福音就是通过耶稣在十字架上死。This
power of God has the effect of bringing salvation.
刚才漏了一句，就是这福音就是通过耶稣在十字架上死后复活。 神把整个宇宙都接纳为成为属于他自己，然后神的大能有产生救恩的功效。Salvation
in the Bible always refers to deliverance from evil and danger and a restoration of wholeness.
救恩拯救在圣经中通常是将人从罪恶的危险中救拔出来，并且恢复健康、健全。
In the present, salvation means that death has been defeated and that God has delivered us from the power of darkness and has transferred us to the kingdom of the Son that He loves.
在现在，救恩通常是指死亡已被战胜，神已救我们脱离了黑暗的权势，使我们生活在他爱子的国度中。
Salvation will keep us safe until the end, when the whole creation will be restored, when there will be a new creation.
救恩能保全我们直到末日，那时整个创造都会被重新恢复，那时有一个全新的创造。Then
in verse 17, Paul writes, "For in the good news, the righteousness of God is being revealed, originating from God's faithfulness for the purpose of human faithfulness. As it has been written, the righteous person shall live through faith."
保罗接着写道，因为这福音是显明神的义，这义是源自于神的信心，为的是生发出人的信心。 正如经上所记，义人必因信得生。The
term righteousness is a covenant term. A righteous person is someone who has done the right thing.
义是一个契约中的一个术语，义人是指那做正确合一事的人。
A good example is the story of Tamar in Genesis chapter 38.
一个比较好的例子是 创世纪中38章 所记载的关于塔玛的故事。
Jacob was one of the 12 sons of Jacob, and he had 3 sons.
犹大是雅各12个儿子中的一个, 犹大有3个儿子。
Tamar was the wife of the eldest son, but he died without having a son.
塔玛是犹大长子的妻子, 但是他死的时候没有儿子。
According to the family covenant tradition of the day, it was the father's duty to have another son marry the widow in order to carry on the family line.
根据当时家族的传统，犹大有责任让他的另外一个儿子娶寡妇塔玛，为他哥哥生子立后。
So Judah had Tamar marry another son.
因此犹大让塔玛和他的次子俄兰结婚。
He had sex with Tamar, but at the last moment he decided not to impregnate her.
俄兰和塔玛同房，但却在最后时刻总是不让她怀孕。
And God killed him for not fulfilling his duty.
耶和华因俄兰没有尽职，就叫他死了。
Now Judah had only one son, and told Tamar to wait as a widow until his youngest son was old enough.
犹大现在只有一个儿子，他让塔玛守寡，等候他最小的儿子长大。
Tamar realized that Judah was not going to let her marry his youngest son.
塔玛知道犹大不想让他和犹大最小的儿子示拉结婚。
So when it came time for Judah and the other men to go and shear sheep, Tamar dressed herself up as a prostitute with a veil over her face.
所以当犹大和其他人去剪羊毛时, 塔玛装扮成妓女, 并用帕子蒙着脸。
She knew that Judah would seek the services of a prostitute.
塔玛知道犹大会和妓女, 勾搭。
So when Judah saw her, he wanted to have sex with her.
所以当犹大看见塔玛时，他就想跟他同房。
Since he did not have the sheep to pay her then, he gave her his signet ring and his walking stick.
因为犹大没有羊来支付费用，所以他就给塔玛他的印和他的手杖。
After having sex with Judah, Tamar left immediately.
塔玛在和犹大行完事后就随即离开。
3 months later, it was learned that she was pregnant, and Judah ordered her to be burned.
3个月后，当犹大知道得知塔玛有身孕时，就命令要将她烧死。
As she was being burned, brought out to be burned, she gave the signet ring and the walking stick to a friend of Judah and said that the owner of those items made her pregnant.
塔玛被带出去要烧死以前，他将犹大的印和手杖交给犹大，并说是这些东西的主人使他怀孕的。
When Judah recognized these items as his, he said, "She is more righteous than I am."
当犹大知道那些东西是属他的时候，他承认说，塔玛比我更有义。
In other words, she fulfilled the covenant obligations, who was really Judah's responsibility.
也就是说，塔玛行使了契约中的一个义务，这义务是犹大的责任。
And King David was descended from one of these two sons.
大卫王是塔玛所生的和犹大所生双胞胎中的其中的一个后裔。
Tamar is mentioned in the book of Matthew. But I don't think people who read the book of Matthew ever bothered to figure out what the story of Tamar is.
塔玛在马太福音中有所记载, 但是我们很多人都读到塔玛的时候, 我们没有兴趣去了解, 到底是怎么样的来的一个人。
In Romans chapter 1 verse 17, Paul talks about the righteousness of God.
罗马书一章十七节, 保罗讲到神的义。
The NIV, following the conservative interpretation, translates this as a righteousness from God.
在新国际版英文圣经 NIV 中, 它按照保守的解释译成从神来的义。
Almost all Bible scholars are aware that Paul is speaking about God's own righteousness.
几乎所有的圣经学者都 同意保罗是在讲神自己的义。
The key to this verse is the quotation from Habakkuk 2 verse 4.
第十七节的关键是引用了哈巴谷书二章四节。
The book of Habakkuk deals with the problem of whether or not God will keep his promises.
哈巴谷书主要论证了神是否会守约的问题。
The Jews are in a lot of trouble. And where is God in all this mess?
那使犹太人正处在麻烦困难之中，在这一团乱糟中，神在哪里呢？
Will God keep his promises to help Israel?
神会遵守他的诺言来帮助以色列人吗？
God answers the prophet that he will do something. But in the meantime, the righteous person will live by his faithfulness, by keeping the faith.
神回答先知哈巴谷是说，他会采取一些行动，但同时告诉他，义人必因信，因神的信得生。
Whereas the original Hebrew Bible has the righteous person will live by his faithfulness. The Greek translation has the righteous person will live by my, or which is God's faithfulness.
尽管最初希伯来文圣经中说成义人必因信得生，希腊文将这翻译成义人必因神的信得生。Since
Paul always uses the Greek translation, it is clear that he is thinking of God's faithfulness.
因为保罗通常引用希腊文的圣经翻译，所以很清楚他是指神的信心。So
Paul translates the phrase, the righteousness of God is being revealed out of faith for faith.
因此保罗将神的意思通过出于信，以为了信显明出来的。
As originating from God's faithfulness for the purpose of bringing forth human faithfulness.
翻译成源自于神的意，是为的是引发人出人的信心。This
means that when God's action in fulfillment of the covenant promises is revealed, it will show that God is faithfulness to his promises in the Old Testament.
这是指当神通过行动来履行契约的时候，他表明神对自己在旧约中的应许的现实。When
God's faithfulness is received by human, by that human faith that answers to the revelation of God in Jesus Christ, the human faith is also human faithfulness to the call of God in Jesus the Messiah.
当人通过信来接受神的信时，人的信就回应了神在耶稣基督里的启示。人的信也就是神在耶稣基督里对人呼召信实的一个回应。The
revelation of God's righteousness is found in chapter 3 verses 21 to 26.
神的义的显明 可见于罗马书三章二十一到二十六节。
But now, the righteousness of God has been clearly revealed quite independently from the law. Although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. That is, the righteousness of God which comes by means of the faithfulness of Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no difference, since all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. They are now made righteous by God's grace as a gift by means of the redemption that comes in Christ Jesus. God publicly displayed Jesus as the mercy seat by means of Jesus' faithfulness through Jesus' obedient death or blood. God did this in order to demonstrate God's righteousness, because in his divine patience he had left the sins previously committed unpunished. This was also to demonstrate God's righteousness in the present predetermined time, that God himself is righteous, and that he brings into righteous relationship the one who shares the faithfulness of Jesus.
罗马书3:21-26，但如今神的义在律法以外已经清楚显明出来，尽管律法和先知可以为证，就是神的义因耶稣基督的信加给了所有相信的人，并没有更迭，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎，神的义就白白的加给他们，经由耶稣顺服以至于死的信心，借着他的血。 神公开显明耶稣就是那挽回祭施恩座，神如此行是为了显明他的义，因为神用他的忍耐的心宽容原先人所犯的罪，而没有惩罚。如今好在今时预定的时间显明神的公义，也使一切同享耶稣信心的人与神有合宜的关系。
Again, the NIV wants to stick with the idea that this is a righteousness from God.
同样, NIV 版本想要坚持的是从神而来的义这一观点。
Anyone who reads a fairly unbiased translation will understand that Paul is dealing with God's own righteousness in Romans chapter 3. Verse 21-26, especially if you read something like the conservative NET Bible, the NET Bible.
任何人只要读不带拼经的翻译，都会理解，在罗马书3:21-26，保罗是在谈论神自己的义。即便是你读比较保守的新英文译本 NET 版本圣经。
The NIV avoids the problem with a translation trick.
NIV 的使用了翻译中的一个小技巧，回避了这个问题。The
same Greek word for righteousness can also be translated as justice or justification.
在希腊文中，义这个词也可以译成公义或公正。Righteousness
is a covenant term of relationship.
义是一个表明契约中关系的一个术语。
Justice or justification is a legal term that belongs in a law court.
公正或公义是法律法庭中的术语。
So for example, at the end of chapter 3 verse 25 and in chapter 3 verse 26, when Paul writes that God wants to demonstrate his righteousness, the NIV has that what God wants to demonstrate his justice. And instead of Paul's idea that God is righteous, The NIV has that God is just.
在罗马书三章二十五节的结尾和三章二十六节中，保罗写道：“神要显明他的义。” NIV 译成“神要显明他的公义”，而这里保罗本意是指神是义的。NIV 将这译成“神是公义的”。
For Paul, whenever Paul used the term the law, he always means the law of Moses.
对保罗来讲，他使用律法的时候指的是摩西律法。
I would like to read from Romans 3 again, 21 to 22. I have made a few extra changes to the translation.
是不是想读一下罗马书三章二十一到二十二节？他这里读的和他早前的这样一个所说的翻译会有一些变动。
But now the righteousness of God has been clearly revealed.Quite independently from the law. Although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. That is, the righteousness of God, which has been revealed by means of the faithfulness of Jesus Christ, for the benefit of all who believe.
但如今神的义在律法以外已经清楚显明出来。虽然有律法和先知为证，就是神的义通过耶稣基督的信心完全显明出来，这信心使得一切相信的人都受益。
Paul starts with the words but now. This term suggests that a new period in God's salvation history has begun in the revelation of God's righteousness.
保罗以但如今这一次开头表明神的救恩的历史上开始了一个新的纪元来显明神的义。
This revelation also happened totally independently of the law.
这一义的显明这发生和摩西的律法没有任何的关系。
Previously, Paul showed that the law had condemned the Jews and had excluded the Gentiles. For Paul, the law cannot save either the Jew or the Gentile.
原先保罗说，律法已经审判了犹太人，并且将外邦人也排除在外。所以保罗认为，律法既不能拯救犹太人，也不能拯救外邦人。
Although God's righteousness is now revealed independently of the law, Paul claims that the law and the prophets bear witness to it.
尽管神的义的显明和律法无关，但保罗仍说，律法和先知们都是这样见证的。
The term the law and the prophets is used very often in the New Testament.To refer to the Old Testament.
在新约中，律法和先知通常被用来指旧约。
If you look at your bulletin, you will see a chart which lists how the Jewish people devised their Old Testament books.
在今天的 bulletin 中，你会上事实上我那个山东地区没有。我们没有那个 copy， 就是没有打印出来。但是在就是说在 bulletin 中会看到一个按照犹太人的顺序所列出的这样的一个旧约。
Even though they have the same Old Testament we have, they divide it differently.
即便犹太人和我们旧约是一样的，但是他们的顺序有不同。
The Jewish people divide the Old Testament into three groups: the Law, the Prophets.And the writings.
犹太人将旧约分成三个部分，律法、先知和其他的著作。
The law was accepted around 450 BC.
律法在主前450年左右就已经被采纳。
The prophets were accepted around 200 BC.
先知书是大约在主前200年左右。
The writings were decided between 90 to 200 AD.
主后 90到200年左右 犹太人决定了将哪些书放在归于在其他的一些作品中。
So the New Testament doesn't talk about the writings. It's only the law and the prophet. That is the Old Testament.
所以新约中只提律法和先知, 没有包括其他的著作。
Even though they were written.
即便是,
oh, okay. Another thing, in the time of Jesus, the Samaritans and the Sadducees only accepted the law.
在主耶稣的时代, 撒都该人和,
the Samaritans and the Sadducees.
Samaritan, 只接受律法和先知,
no, law only.
Oh, 就是law, 摩西五经, 只接受the law only, 对, 就摩西五经。
They don't accept the prophets. The Pharisees and Jesus and the early Christians accepted both.
法利赛人和主耶稣以及早期的基督徒们接纳律法和先知书。
By claiming that the law and the prophets bore witness, Paul is claiming that a revelation of God's righteousness had been God's plan from the very beginning.
通过宣称律法和先知都为此做见证，保罗是指他所宣称的神的意，自始至终就是神的计划。
Now God is unveiling his plan of salvation to the people.
现在神将他的这一计划向人们显明出来。
In Paul, this term righteousness often has the same meaning as salvation.
在保罗,义和救恩是同一的类似的词。
In Romans chapter 3:21, Paul states that God's righteousness was revealed in the faithfulness of Jesus Christ.
在罗马书3:21节，保罗说：“神的义经过耶稣基督的信显明出来。”
This refers to Jesus' obedient death on the cross, which benefits and saves all people, both Jews and Gentiles, who believe that Jesus' obedient death revealed God's righteousness.
这是指耶稣基督在十字架上的 顺服以至于死，他的这一死使得犹太人和外邦人都受益，都得到救赎。只要他们相信耶稣的顺服之死，显明了神的义。The
Greek phrase, the faithfulness of Jesus Christ, can mean either faith in Jesus Christ or the faithfulness of Jesus Christ.
希腊文中的 faithfulness of Jesus Christ 就是耶稣基督的信。 既可以指在耶稣基督的信心，也可以指耶稣基督的信。
The NIV chose to translate it as faith in Jesus Christ.
NIV选择翻译成信耶稣基督。
The NIV reads, "This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all believe." To all who believe.
NIV 一层说神的义因耶稣基督的，就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信他的人。
So what is the difference between faith in Jesus Christ and to all who believe?
信耶稣基督和给一切相信他的人有什么分别呢？
Faith and believe mean the same thing. So, the NIV has Paul repeating himself.
信和相信在这里是一致的，所以在这NIV使得保罗重复了他自己所说了。How
does the faithfulness of Jesus Christ in his obedient death benefit us?
耶稣基督顺服以至于死的信是如何使我们受益的呢？
Paul says in chapter 3, verse 24, that now God is able to make us righteous and to give us redemption.
保罗在罗马书3章24节中说, 神使我们成为义人, 并赐给我们救赎。
Our major problem is that we are separated from God.
我们主要的问题是跟神的隔绝。
When Adam and Eve sinned, they were driven out of Eden. And ever since, we have been separated from God.
当亚当和夏娃犯罪的时候，他们被赶出伊甸园。 自那以来，我们就一直就和神隔绝。Now
when God makes us righteous, we are in a proper relationship with God.
当神使我们为义时，我们就和神有了一个合一的关系。Redemption
means that God has saved us from Satan and death.
救赎是指神将我们从撒旦和死亡中拯救出来。
In chapter 3, verse 25, Paul writes, God publicly displayed Jesus as a mercy seat by means of Jesus' faithfulness through Jesus' obedient death of blood.
保罗在罗马书3章25节中写道, 通过耶稣顺服与治愈死的信心, 神公开显明耶稣就是那挽回祭身作。
The Greek literally reads, as a mercy seat, by means of faithfulness, through his blood.
希腊文逐字逐句应该是, 作为身作, 通过他的信, 经由他的血。
These three words are interrelated, and there is no grammatical reason to separate faith and make it mean to believe.
这三个词是彼此相关的，并且没有任何语法上的原因把它们分开成说信心翻译，说成是通过相信。The
mercy seat was where a sinner can approach God to receive mercy.
圣座使得一个罪人可以接见神，来领受神的恩典。Jesus
is the mercy seat because of his faithfulness in his obedient death.
耶稣就是那施恩座，是因为他顺服以至于死的信心。Paul
ends chapter 3 verse 26 with God making righteous the one who shares the faithfulness of Jesus.
保罗在3章26节末尾写道, 神使那些同向耶稣信心的人为义。
The NRSV has the one who has the faith of Jesus.
新标准修订版则说成使那些信耶稣基督的人。
However, a few verses later in Romans 4:16, the NRSV has those who share the faith of Abraham.
然后在同一版本的罗马书4章16节中说使那些同享亚伯拉罕信心的人。However,
Paul uses the same grammatical terms in both places. So, in order to be consistent, the NRSV should either translate those who have faith in Abraham in 4:16 or those who share the faith of Jesus.
保罗在这两处地方都使用了同一种说法，所以为了一致起见，那新标准修订版的圣经应该统一这两处的翻译，应该或者将4章16节中译成那些信亚伯拉罕的人，或者说译成使那些同享耶稣信心的人。显然前者是错误的，史牧师看来。
What does it mean to share the faithfulness of Jesus?
什么是指同享耶稣的信心呢?
Jesus is the only human being who is faithful and obedient to God, even to the point of dying on the cross. And you find this in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11.
就像菲利比书中，菲利比书2章5到11节中所说的， 在整个人类中，耶稣是唯一的对神有信心、顺服神，以至于死在十字架上的人。
So Jesus is the only human who is righteous before God. His relationship to God was never broken.
因此，耶稣也是唯一一个在神面前的义人，他和神的关系从来没有中断过。
There are many statements in early Christian writings where Jesus Christ is referred to as the righteous one. And there are also some statements in the New Testament.
因此在很多早期的基督教著作中，以及甚至在新约圣经中，当提到耶稣基督的时候，都说是那义者。
When God makes us righteous, He allows us to share in Jesus' faithfulness.
当神使我们称义，他允许我们同享耶稣的义信心。
This is what Paul means by being in Christ.
这就是保罗所说的在基督里的意思。
Paul gives us the example of what we should do to be saved in Philippians chapter 3 verses 10 to 11, which is also in the translation.
保罗在腓立比书中三章十一节告诉我们当如何行才能得救。
Paul writes, My main goal then is to experience Christ, which means to experience the power of His resurrection, and what it means to actively share in His sufferings by being continually conformed to the pattern of His death. In the certain hope that somehow I may attain the goal of the resurrection from the dead.
我最主要的目标就是认识基督，经历他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以达到从死里复活。
In baptism, we are baptized into Christ and become part of Christ's body.
在受洗仪式中，我们施洗，我们通过受洗归入基督，并成为基督肢体的一部分。
Christ now lives within us, and we share in His faithfulness, His obedience, and even His righteousness.
基督现在住在我们里面，我们享有他的信心，分享他的信心，他的顺服，以及他的义。
And when we are righteous, our relationship with God is now fixed. It is no longer broken.
当我们享有神的义的时候，我们和神的关系就不再是中断了，就是恢复了。
So let us all give thanks to our God that we are made righteous because of Jesus' faithful death and the power of God which raised Jesus from the dead.
让我们感谢我们的神，因为耶稣基督顺服至死的信心，以及神将他从死里复活的大能，使我们称义。
Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Amen.
基督已经复活了，基督真的已经复活了。阿门。